But then the rest of tonight, this is the last one, so whatever we do, we do. Whatever we don't, I'll have to ask you afterwards. Fine, this is it. So, we're going to talk about Vestas. Vestas is, what's the Havonah Vestas? Everyone knows what Vestas mean. Isha has some kind of a period, are supposed to have some kind of a period you can see on a regular basis. And then you have to be choshesh, she's going to see that. So we'll start with what are Vestas, and hopefully we'll get to what's the halacha when it's the Vestas. Vestas are, so the oneness of a Vestas is that Mitzad Echad the Isha has a Chezkas Tahara. She's the Chezkas Tahara. Mitzad Sheni is that there is a that's Chazaka the Mikar. Kimu Chezkas Marikam. Mitzad Sheni, she is a Chazaka the Hashka that every month she sees on Aleph L'Chaydish. So what do you do when you have one chazak against another? Chazak the hash against the chazak the meikara, especially because the emes, I think, if I remember correctly, the chazak the hash should win. Although the problem is that it's a shvacha chazak. Chazak the shatir is suy l'shtanis. Because even if it's not a chazal, the great notion had versus kavur, but the pregnant, whatever. Both of us are Vestas. The kitzur is, it's machlokes in the Gemara, Vestas deraisa, Vestas derabbanan. You know, everyone agrees you're choshesh for the Vestas. The shayla is, how stark is the chashash? Are we choshesh deraisa, are we choshesh derabbanan? Now there's a problem, there's one thing that's confusing to people. There are two different machlokes within the sugi of Vestas, deraisa derabbanan, and it's two separate machlokes that may or may not be toyeze bezeh, depending on which rishayim and acharyim you ask. There's one, the way I'm saying, there's a shayla, chazaka against chazaka, what do you do? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is like this. Let's say it comes to you in a vestas and she forgot to make a bedika. She forgot. So this is the machoikas that is really called vestas deraisa vestas rabbana. This is the real vestas deraisa rabbana shayla. So the shayla is like this. It passed, only in a vestas, she didn't make a bedika. If you say vestas deraisa, that means she is a chazaka gemura that she was going to see on Aleph L'Chaydish. I shouldn't feel a hargasha, but that doesn't take off a chazaka gemura. She's bechezkas tmeya, and now she has to wait for the nikkia.
So deraisa,
we never wanted she had hargasha. She didn't notice it.
Yeah,
because she's a chazaka deraisa. We don't want hargasha, so she's tamei. That's it. On a Vestas Kavua, yes, this is the only negia by Vestas Kavua. Good point. Now, Mandel of Vestas Rabbanan says, no, we're choshesh for the Vestas, she's mechayut to be pirish b'yem of Vestas, but if it passes, she doesn't see, she's mutter, because she's a cheskes taira. You're right, she should have made a bedika. She had to be pirish, and she should have made a bedika. But the end is on a Vesta, too bad, she didn't. L'maisa, we shed in Paskin on a Vestas Kavua. There's a knas, we do say that she's also a Baila till she makes a Vedika. But the Etzim Yekad, in other Vestas, she didn't make a Vedika. Davkamai Vestas Kavua and Oina Beinimus. Because Oina Beinimus for everything will have a din like Vestas Kavua for almost everything. Fine. So that's the Shaila Vestas Deraisa Vestas Rabbonim. We Paskin, it's generally accepted, we Paskin Vestas Rabbonim, Ova Veloi Vodka. She's Mutaris Nabaila, after making the Bedika. But she can make the Bedika tomorrow, next week, whatever it is, but she's also Nabaila until she makes the Bedika, out Zeres Chazal. Fine. That is the Shaila Vestas Deraisa Vestas Rabbanan. There's another Shaila though, that people refer to as Vestas Deraisa Rabbanan. What really is the Shaila Prisha B'Shas Vestas Deraisa Rabbanan. That she's also to be Mishnamish B'Shas Vestas, is that an Isser deraisa? The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. The Shaila says, is it Drasha Gemura or is it Nasmachta? What's the Nafkamina for that Shaila? Is a different Nafkamina, because it's a different Shaila. That Shaila, the Nafkamina, is what's by Ayetzu Ladarach. The Gemara says that Ayetzu Ladarach is Chayef Livkredis Ishtoi. A person who's been Ayetzu Ladarach for a period of time is Mukhoyev to Tashtus, is Mukhoyev to Tashtus with his wife before he goes. That's Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi explains, simple. Why? Because Prisha B'Shas Vesis is Drabonim. When he's Yetzel Adar, she's Mishtekit for him. There's a Chiv Oina Daraisa. So the Chiv Oina Daraisa is Doicha, the Isser Vesis Drabonim. Simple. Rabbi Natan says, no. He says, the Isser Vesis is Daraisa. And in this case, we can't say Asidah for Raisa, say. Right? Mitzvah's Onis Deraisa, but there's ways of getting out of it. So, Sugi is the Esses Echolaisa. Kitzer, Rabbi Nachman says, Esses not Echolaisa, say here, since they're both Deraisa. Esses is Deraisa. So it's Machlek is Rashi Ben Tam. I hope I'm saying the Rishayna Bright, I'm pretty sure it's Rashi Ben Tam. And Elisa is Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that he is, Yetzudev is Chayim with Kritz Ishtay. But a Yori Shemaya Bal Nefesh, I forget the exact lashon of the Ramadar, is that he should only be poiked the Bedvar. He should not actually be Tashmish. Okay? But that's out. Chumun. The Ikra Adin is, we pass them, Vestas are Drabon. Prisha Bejaz Vestas is Drabon. So we pass them both the Drabon. Ramayis is Mufurish and Taisis. There's Lachar Mufurish in other places also. There are other Rishayim. There's the two Achayim. Matalei Zebezeh, but the Chasam Seif and the Nedib Yehuda don't say that way, and how they understand Rishayim is the whole sugya we're not getting into. Best is their Eisa, and Chiv Prisha B'Shas Best is their Eisa. And there's a famous Nedib Yehuda and Chasam Seif, who both agree. They hold that Prisha B'Shas Best is Drabonon and Best is their Eisa. Or is it Fakir? I'm pretty sure that's where it works. And they go based on the famous sugya, which people remember from Gittin or whatever, of so, and that's Yeshiva Shirei, and a lot of Londis and whatever, and that's not for Shem Shem. So, when we learn Hokhus Nidhi Biyun, everyone will enjoy it then. Now, we're going to just talk about basics. So, that is what Vestas are. That's the Yisoyra Vestas. Fine. Once upon a time, Rav Noshim had Vestas Kavua, and it was unusual for a lady not to have Vestas Kavua. So unusual that there is a Tana, if I remember correctly, it's Rav Meir, who Baruch Hashem we do not pass him like, and he said that any lady who does not have a Vestas Kavua, according to Rav Meir, the husband is Mechoyev to his wife, according to, I believe it's Rav Meir. Rav Meir, the Tana. Rav Meir. Lady who doesn't have a vestas kavua, the husband must give his wife a get. Why? Because he's not going to know what a vestas is. He's going to end up being mishamish, which she's going to see. If she has a vestas kavua, no, that day you avoid, and other days are mutter. But if she's not kavua, he's going to end up. So Rav Meir says, awesome. We don't pass for the Meir. So, Baruch Hashem, we don't pass for the Meir, because this man is a weird big problem. Over the past 50 years or whatever it is, it was Nishtana Ativim, and 50 years Barach.
That's it.
It started changing before that. Aruch HaShulchan already mentions that there are a lot of ladies who don't invest as Kavua, but the Roy of ladies who don't invest as Kavua is since the Mukham.
Since the
Kars.
Kars?
I don't know. Probably not. It applies to the way people eat and the health, people's health and the exercise. I don't know. It's probably. Chalensis has to do with people shvach. People aren't kavu anymore. And in a minute, I'll tell you something very gishma. Tell you gishma kashita. What Nachminus wants to make out of that, but just a couple of the hakdamas before we get there. But that used to be the mitzvah. The mitzvah used to be roiv nosh ruba kakul the noshim investors kavu, and then their life was simple because whatever the kriyas was, that's what they were chayshish for. Everything else they ignored. So life's simple. And she sees always sees Aleph L'Chaydash, she's Chayshish Aleph L'Chaydash. She always sees every 30 days, she's Chayshish every 30 days. Nothing, by Vesis Kavua, nothing else. Fine. What is a Vesis Kavua, we'll have to get into it, but whatever it is, fine. Not everything that's a pattern is a Vesis Kavua. Just a simple example is, Goya Shemont is not a Vesis Kavua. A lady sees 100 times in a row, on the 10th of the Goya Shemont, La halacha is not a vessel kavur. She's mutal chatzchila on the 10th of the next goyish month, and it's a tevah kumash. When the mamrish 100 times in a row, she's whatever. 10 times in a row, she's on the same date. So it's a tevah kumash. When you should be perish with stoma, but minadin is gone. Minadin is gone. Fine. Because okay, let's why? Because they're all exactly. Because it's not just we're looking for patterns. Chazal understood that a lady's vestas are caused by either the haflog, or by the number of days from one re'ir to the next, which is the standard vestas, or alternatively, by the yamachaydish. The levana, the moon, causes her to see.
What?
Azoy, that's the way they should have made ladies. I'll tell you a simple. Look, the moon, it gets bigger and smaller every month, right? It changes a lot. Ladies also, they change a lot. Every day, they, you know, they're happy because they, ladies are like the moon. It goes together. Very different. Ad kidei kach that yushitas hara'ah, which we do not pass him like again. Another shita we don't pass him like, but he holds, not just we go by the levana, but it manage goes by the moilin on levana. The ra'ah. The ra'ah says it goes by moilin levana. So you have to check on your luach there, you know, where it says that what they announced by Birch Sachaydish on Shabbos and Varchim. And if Moed Levana was Yom Sheni at 3 hours and 12 Chalakim, I don't know if your Mamish goes with Chalakim, but he says it doesn't go by the Yom, the day of the month, because Rosh Chaydish isn't always the day of the Moed. Sometimes Rosh Chaydish can be a day or two after the Moed. He says it doesn't go by Rosh Chaydish, it goes by the Moed. Because the moon at the 15th of the month is always going to be a full, is not always going to be a full moon, but she's going to be mushpa by the full moon. The Rajba, this is in the, that was the Ra'az in Ben Kabayis. So Ra'az says it goes bamish by the moon. She's mamish a werewolf. She's affected by the how big the moon is. They howl at the full moon. That's what the Ra'az. The Ra'az says ladies howl at the full moon. I'm exaggerating, but that's the Ra'az. And the Rajba says, no, just. No, according to Ra'az. I said, we don't pass from the Ra'az. We don't pass from the Ra'az. But the Ra'az says ladies are mushed by the Levana to the extreme that he says that they, it goes by the exact size of the moon.
The
I don't know by hours. Is we don't go by hours. According to Rajba, we do pass them like it goes by when Bezdin was Kaveh Rosh Chodesh. Today is ours. Chazal said today is ours. I don't care when the Moed goes. Today is ours. Yeah. He brings the Gemara. He brings the Yishalim. Right. He brings the in Mishmeres Abayis brings the Yishalim there. About Kel Gomer Alai, the Bas Sholeh Shana, who's Nival, Suman Chayzer, and the Ma'abed Shana, Suman Chayzer. Right, so he brings Zerai, the Bezin. If Bezin can be Kaveh that, Bezin can be Kaveh when the ladies see their dance.
Not according to the Ma'abed.
Not by the Ma'abed, right, no, that's it. It's Machoik is the Rajb and the Ra'. Teres Abayis and Feres Abayis against the Bedek Abayis, as we find many times in Yid, and also in Svehatra. And like most places, we pass in the Rajb against the Ra'. Fine. That is, now there's another thing that's important. Again, Chazal understood another thing. Chazal told us that ladies, not only are they mushpa by the day of the month and by the haflaga, but it's going to affect them specifically whether it's day or whether it's night. In other words, if she saw an Alef L'Chaydish Bayayim, you're worried the next month, Alef L'Chaydish Bayayim, and not by night. Because if the day, it's the day that causes her to see, not the night, and it's not the number of Aynas, it's the number of. It's two separate factors. There's the day, she sees an Aleph, or she sees every 30 days, and she sees by day, which comes out an interesting Shailon Lady Behuda, Truvatrub David Tevel, which is not the Nachlas David, unlike a certain Sefer that his Fusrishan wrote. David Tevel was Nachlas David, this is different with Nachlas David. Right, he was Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, who was a Talmud of the Gain, who was younger than Lady Behuda, right. And the Shailon Lady Behuda is of David Tevel, and he asks, he wants the Taina, no, it should go by Vestas. In other words, if she sees on 30, if she sees by day, and then 30 days later by night, so you're going to say she's a Vestas, see every 30 and a half days. And then you go 30 and a half days from there for the next Haflaga.
Minus?
61 Oinus, basically. Basically saying 61 Oinus. That's Shitas of David Tevel, and Lady Behuda argues, Halach is like Lady Behuda.
61?
Well, I'm just roughly, I'm just for simplicity, 30 and a half days.
What,
30
and a half
days? Half days. 30 and a half days would be
61
oinus. 61 days. 30 and a half days is 61 oinus. And
there's
2 oinus in every day.
Right.
Every day is 2 oinus.
30 and a half
days. 61 oinus. Fine. So that is, so with the Ma'aseh, Halach is like Lady Behuda, it's always day or night. Fine. And now it's also interesting since we're talking about ladies being affected. Ladies are also affected by the sun. I'm telling you, everything affects ladies. Ladies are affected by the sun in the Rukulei Alma, even like Rabbeinu Tam and the Magen Avraham, and whatever you want to hold by Zman Kriya Shema and by Tzeisek Echavim or whatever. But Rukulei Alma, Vestas go by Netzach Hamah, by Shkiyas Hachamah. Sunrise, sunset, it goes by the sun. It does not go by Elohim Shachar, it does not go by Tzitzit Kechavim, Rekulei Alma. Fine. So now we have Okay, what's Vesis? If a lady is lucky enough, or unlucky enough, or whatever you want to call it, to have a Vesis Kavua, so then we can only go into the Kitzur because the Zvanah is not so common. And when it happens, usually it's the Mikra that she happens to see 3 months in the same, and it's not usually going to continue. But the Kitzur, she's only Choshesh for Vesis, as we said, no, in the Benis, the Yema Chaydish, the Yema Flog, just the Vesis. And it doesn't make a difference, that's it. Fine, it has to be Kavua. If she had a Vesis Kavua, let's say the Mikra she saw 3 months in a row on Aleph, which is what's most likely this done, is that if a lady has a Kilu of Vesis Kavua, she saw 3 months in a row on Aleph, the next month she's going to see Gimel. So what do you do from there? So she has to be Chayshish for Aleph because she's Kavua, so she's Oikaret 3 times, like any other Kvius, any other Chazaka, take 3 times to be Oikaret. So next month she has to be Chayshish for Aleph, but she also has to be Chayshish for Gimel because we're afraid she's now changing her pattern to Gimel. The next month she'll have to worry about Aleph and also Gimel. But no other babies. Because she saw Vesis, she has Vesis Kavur. Especially once she's anchored 3 times, then she's like, Dina Venisha Shema Vesis Kavur, which we'll get to in a minute. Now we're just going to be kids to do Dina Vesis Kavur. If she's anchored Aleph 3 times, which means 3 months go by on Aleph she does not see. If she sees her on Lamed, that's not automatically anchored to Aleph. She's going to have to be out and not see on Aleph to be anchored to Aleph. So she sees on Chaf, when it comes out, she's still to be Chayshish. Fine. And the other thing is, let's say she saw the Mikra 3 months in a row on Aleph. This is a difficult din, especially with Zmanah Zeh, to understand. But let's say she saw 3 months in a row on Aleph. Fine, then she switched. She saw Gimel, she saw Hay, she saw Yud, and now she's Eikar Lamed. She's Eikar Aleph. Fine, 10 years go by, she's 5 babies in the middle, whatever it is. 10 years later, all of a sudden, she sees on an Aleph. You know what? Next 3 months, she's to be Chayshish for Aleph. Because the Vesis Kavua is Chayzer and Kaimai by seeing once. Why? The reason is because Chazal understood that most ladies, at least Bizmanom and up until recently as we mentioned, have a Vesis Kavua. That's the natural state is for a lady to have Vesis Kavua. So as soon as the Aleph, she sees the Aleph again, we say, now she's going back to her Vesis Kavua. Because we always assume a lady is on her way to being Kaveh Vesis, which is the whole Yusrei of Vesis Sheinei Kavua. We assume that what we are looking at is the beginning of a Vesis. So now she sees Aleph. Oh, Aleph's coming back. If not, okay, what can we do? Bizman is in the Shemeshit. But that's how Chazal understood. That's how that was the Messias for 2,000 years. Fine. Important. Ksamim do not have a Vesis. Ladies, see the Kesem, it does not create a Vesis. A Bedika's aid. Is Machoikas Shulchan Aruch and Minigah Oilam. That's one of those. I don't know what to tell you. It's in a Bedikas aid. Lady makes a Bedika and finds down.
Yeah.
Does that create a Vesis or not?
Yeah.
So it's basically a Machoikas between the Shulchan Aruch, who says it does create a Vesis, and Minigah Oilam, that it does not create a Vesis. Oilam Gailam, but nobody counts Vesis from Bedikas. Right, do you know anybody? Let's say a lady on the third day of Shiva Nikian, right? So it's 8 days after she started seeing. She makes a bedikah and she finds dam. You know anyone who's starting who waiting who counts 8 days from there? And if you hold Ketzarika Aruka, which we'll hopefully get to soon, so now you don't have to worry about the previous vessels anymore. You've got a new vessel of 8 days, and which is obviously not going to see on. And you get rid of the old vessel. It doesn't happen. We don't win it. The minig is not like that. Why not? Good question. But that's the minute, and the place can try to explain it, and I don't like the answers. So Mary Shevet Levi says you should be chayshish for B'dikas. Yes. Shevet Levi says you should be chayshish for B'dikas. I think it makes a lot of sense. Lamaisa, that's not Minigah Oilam, that's not the way most places will pass. So, yeah, you're looking for chumras, you've got my chumras, but I don't think you'll find many people other than Shevet Levi agree. Me and Shevet Levi. Okay. And you want to know what? I don't tell my wife to write it down. So, even though I think it makes sense, but you know, fine. Yes, the mice is you go by the minute. The minute is the bedikas we don't count. Only would be if you bedikas 3 months in a row. If it happens to be 3 months in a row and a bedikas she finds down on the same day, then officially we do count it. You're going to remember? Fine, not. Okay, fine. So now we'll get on to the Vesis She'enei Kavua. There are three, well, before we get into Vesis She'enei Kavua, we'll just throw out, we'll have a little fun, we'll throw out the Arzurua. Everyone knows about Vesis Arzurua. Today, there's certainly no Ben Teiru who's not taught as a Chasson, Einis Arzurua, is that, in other words, well, here, let's go, start with the basics. General Ein is a lady sees by day, on Aleph L'Chaydesh. Let's say she's Kavua for Aleph L'Chaydesh, since we're still talking about Vesis. Kavua, screw for Aleph L'Chaydesh. Next month she's Chaydesh on Aleph L'Chaydesh. By day, she saw by day. She's Chaydesh by day. What about by night before, the night after? Mefurish in the Gemara. Mefurish in the Gemara. She's only Chaydesh for the day. Not the night before, not the night after. All of a sudden, everyone comes around, there's Chumra says Zeruah, the Dar Zeruah, Vesta says Zeruah, and you're Chaydesh for the night before. Where does it come from? Right? A Zeruah can't argue in a Gemara, right? Shouldn't be able to argue in a Gemara. So what is these? So, first of all, let's go back a second. Does the Zeruah say it? No, the Zeruah doesn't say this. The Zeruah doesn't say you're Mechayiv to be punished by them before. I don't remember who calls it the Zeruah. Because the Ezra does bring the Rav Yah, he says, I heard that the Rav Yah was Machmer B'Seich Beisai to be Parish Da'ina before. Now, that's very nice. He's quoting the Rav Yah as a Chum. If you look and say for Rav Yah, the Rav Yah brings the Gemara. Rav Yah brings the Gemara. He's to be Parish in that Aina, not before, not after. He doesn't mention in his Sefer that he was Machmer. Right? So it's very nice. We have the could be in a Chumr is. He don't know where he was naive. He didn't write in his sefer because, as those who were quotes, so he didn't hold it without law. It was a chumra. What? So I think it was zegin a chumra. Those who mentions it, and then the Kali still took it on because those who mentioned it. Fine, but the problem then, because so the shach takes this thing. So what? Where does those who come from? I get it. You're not going to make up even a chumra. You're not going to make up a chumra that's connected to Gemara. So he says like this: the Gemara said there's a chiyuv prisha b'shas dasis. The Gemara really says more than that. The Gemara says, Zachiyuv Prisha in the Oina HaSamuch Levesta. What does it mean, the Oina HaSamuch Levesta? So we describe that as Oina Savesta. If she saw Aleph by day, you have to be Chayshish Aleph by day, that's called the Oina HaSamuch Levesta. Now why is it called Oina HaSamuch Levesta? That is the Oina of the Vestas. So the Shach explains, because Bizman Chazal, most Noshim saw in a Shom Mesuyemt. They always saw 11 o'clock in the morning on Aleph. Lady with a Vestas Kavua, not just she always saw Aleph by day, she saw Aleph at 11 o'clock in the morning by day. That's what used to happen. So now, the Shach explains there's two separate things. There's Shas Vestas. And that's really, it's a Machlokes Tanoim that brought in the Gemara. There's one Tanu who holds, she always sees 11 in the morning, she only sees Parish 11 in the morning. From 11 to 12, she's to be Parish. And the rest of the day she's mutter. We don't pass him that way because we pass him. You need oina hasamach levesta. But again, that time is agreeing. There is a shas vestas. 11 o'clock in the morning is shas vestas, and from nate till skia, that's going to be oina hasamach levesta. That's where this is chazal. What the shach? This is the way the shach explains the orzul. So he says that's good. This is chazal. But bizmanenu, the shach says, or bizman the orzul. Most ladies, they have a shom mesuyemis. They would say sometimes 10 o'clock, sometimes 11, sometimes 12 o'clock. So memelo, when is the oines havesis? It's not 1 hour anymore. The whole day is the oines havesis. How are you mekayim oina hasamuch levesta? You have to add the oina before. So that's the shah. Now, the Rebbe Kibbeger says in the Shach, very nice, you want to tell me the whole Oina became now Oina Savesis, but what's the Makar to then add a whole entire separate Oina on top of that? Chazal only told us, the Gemara only told us, you'd be Moisef within the same Oina, to take the whole Oina instead of part of the Oina. But to be Moisef another whole Oina, that's what Rebbe Kibbeger says, Lai Matsinu, even Bedas the Arzuru. He's the problem with Shach Havon and Arzuru. I have a different problem with Shach Havon and Arzuru. Which, I mean, it's not just me, but the way I see it, this is what bothers me more, so I'm going to say it. Kilo is my pshah, it's not my pshah, my problem. But I understand like this. According to the Shach, so what's going to be a lady? We'll mention, we'll get to it, I hope, that there's something people probably heard of, Yimei Mavuch. You have a lady, she doesn't always see an Aleph L'Chaydesh, but she usually sees Aleph Beis or Gimel. But one of those 3 days she always sees. So now you're going to tell me, according to the Shach, L'Chaydesh should be according to the Shach, and Ramesha brings the Shach, and Ramesha says, Bizman Azeri, Bizman Enu, the ladies are mamish not kavur, it's not even a chumra, it's an ikra din. Because you never know when she's going to see. Just because she saw an Aleph by day last month, there's no reason to think that next month she'll see Aleph by day. She could just as easily see Aleph by night. Good, so a lady who sees Aleph Bezer Gimel, then according to the Shach, and according to Ramesha, she could just as easily see Aleph Bezer Gimel, right? So Aleph Bezer Gimel should be Oinus HaVesis, And she'll have to be choshes, and even an oyna before that. To be oyna salacha, right? That's what it should be. But you know, there's three shitas in Yimei Mavucha, which again we'll hopefully get to soon. But the Shach is the one who holds that there's no such thing as Yimei Mavucha. So how does the Shach there show the Shach here? Problem. Okay. Well, again, when the six is the ear, we'll try to meet. We can be all questions have answers. I'm not the one who's going to slog up the Shach. But it's a problem. I want to be more aware that there's a problem. Okay. Lamaisa, if your Rav told you to be machmir for those Zeruah, I'm not telling you don't be machmir for those Zeruah. Lamaisa, the Shach is machmir for those Zeruah. Shach was considered by many people to be the Paisik in Yeridea. The Chayadim, who was considered by many people to be the Paisik Litha, Minig Litha generally follows the Chayadim. Chayadim was machmir for those Zeruah. The Kleinus Tanya, I forget the name now, Taras Yisrael, I think it's called Mikra Yisrael. Mikri Yisrael, maybe. So Sefi said it was Mukubu in Poland and Hungary, and he's Machmir for the Arzurah. So you have a lot of Pasha places in Mukubu and Chai, so we're Machmir for the Arzurah, but a lot of places were not. It was a big Machmir. It's a place
that
Sujitaro is not, if I remember correctly. I don't remember offhand. I don't remember names offhand, but there was a big Bismanish place where not Chai for the. I mean, for starters, the Machabra and the Taz. Ask the Rav. Yaitzel Derech, for sure. In my opinion, is that whenever, if you have an Oiner Gom, this is my Hachra, if you want. And ask your Rav, maybe you'll have a different Hachra. My Hachra is, if you have a Vesses Mamash, Vesses Gom, it's a real Yema Chodesh, Oiner Beinanis, or Yema Floga. The Hanhoga Bismam is the Hanhoga by Rav Paiskin is Rimachma for the Arzuru. What's going to be though if you start getting to Vestas L'chumra, you start getting to Ketzorah, like Aruka, and all these other Vestas L'chumra that are already, it's a Machaik as a Paiskin B'chal, where it's Paiskin don't even hold of it, but we're Machmer for this, or and all these different things. So on those, I would say don't put a Chumra Gabi Chumra. I would say you don't have to be Machmer the Arzuru on that. Hopefully we'll get to some examples of what are Vestas L'chumra. But that would be my Hachra, that's already a Chumra Gabi Chumra. But whatever, ask her of. So an Isha doesn't have a Vestas Kavur. She's Chayshish generally for three things. Oina Beinanis, which is Ongumim of the 30th day, but many people are Machmer for the Chavaz Das, that is also the 31st day. I mean, really, Misaf, the Chavaz Das, it's only the 31st day. Well, I mean, the Ozru on 31 is always going to be part of 30. So yeah, but whatever. You're going to have 2.5 days there, right? Straight. And then you have Yom HaFloga, which is, in other words, whenever she's seen two times, it was once in 35 or 25 days later, so you're going to count 35, 25 days from then. I assume everyone knows that when you count the first day and the last day. So you're counting extra day there, but that's the way we count. And the third one is Yom HaChayish. Yom HaChayish is always going to be either the 30th or the 31st day. Same day of the month. Aleph, next Aleph, Hey, the next Hey. What if she saw a Lamed, the next month doesn't have a Lamed? So that gets fun. Okay. Then we have Oina Beinus. Let's explain Oina Beinus, basically. Oina Beinus, we said, is Lamed. Oh, so what's the Makar of Oina Beinus? Why are we Chayshif Oina Beinus? So the Torah explains it beautifully. The Torah says, because Rav Noshim Yeshlan Vesis Kavua, the Stam Vesis Kavua is Mishloishim Yarim L'Shloishim Yarim. That's the average Vesis Kavua. So, and that's what we assume, that this lady is going to be Kaveya. So she's let her be the Chassidus Shekala. She got married at 12 years old. After her Chasa, she saw her first time in her life on Aleph Adar. So your Chayish is 30 days later, she's going to see again. Because in the stomach, she's going to be like Rav Noshim, right? Rav Noshim, have a Vesis Kavua. And that Vesis Kavua on average is every 30th day. So this lady, who we don't know anything else about her, Pasha, assumes she's going to be like Rav Noshim. Even if last month, then we go to our average ladies, even though last month she saw 35 days, but maybe she's going to be like Rav Noshim, and she's going to be 30, so you're Chayshish for 30. Right, so there's a certain Rav, I don't know if I should mention his name. Yeah. Who says that, he says, that's very nice, very nice then. Bizman is a Rav Noshim, don't ever vest his kavua. So Bizman is there, take her in the bainanis and throw it away. It's not the game Bizman is there. No, nobody passes it that way. Why? simple reason is probably because Heyoset Rov Noshim Bizman Chazal were that way. Therefore, Chazal were Geyser a Gzeira Midrabanan on Oinabeyim Oinabeyinus. And there's a cloud by Gzeira's Drabanan that even if the reason has changed, but the Gzeira is still Gimkayim Oinabeyinus. That is probably the answer. Rabbi Vadi Kedarkei has very good kashas and very good svaras, but there has to be an answer because none of the places can say like him. There's no zecher remnant to such a thing in any sefer. Fine. Now here's let's say you have a lady like this. We have for those of you who know, something people refer to as vessels from a sedash. It's brought down, and I think it's only negeah, but it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch le'inyan roya machlas tashmish. Which we didn't get into in the Shiva, but okay. A lady who normally make a bedikas, many people are meant to make bedikas before Tashmish. Let's say it's a period of time when she never sees. Someone knows his wife never sees before 25 days after her last period. So you're not going to have to make bedikas before Tashmish the first 25 days after the period. Because she never sees then. It's kiilu, she is a vesis kavua not to see in those 25 days. So now, let's say like my example, she never sees before, but let's say different. Let's say she never sees before 32 days. So you have to be chayish for inabeyness. Or can you say it's kilu, she's kavua not to see them. Ramah says, askama the person is you still have to be chayish for inabeyness. Even though she never sees.
So she did, the way that you should be making a bdika every time?
What's every time?
Huh?
What do you mean every
time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There is. We don't pass them. Every time you sing, even after doing three times?
Yeah.
Your sister, she's just a Rambam.
Rambam?
Yeah. We don't pass them now. We pass them after three, pass like the rift, that after three times you don't have to make anymore.
What's that for three times?
If three times you make a bedikah and it comes out clean, then you don't have to make any more. Just three sheets. Okay. Fine. So there's a crazy place he holds the Ein HaBeinus is 24 hours. I go with Oz Ruah, just interesting to go back. The Shevet Levi is an interesting reason Kiyu to be machmer for the Ozeruah. It's a nice Rabbanish reason to be machmer for the Ozeruah. Shevet Levi says in his, whatever it is now, 60 years of Rabbanis, he said, Rav Rubai of Noshim only see by Yom. Ladies get the period by day, not by night. He says, now, on the Yom of Asis, Chibuk Venishak's Mutter, Minadim. The only thing that's also is Tashmish. And you saw Kadosh in him, and I'm a Shamash B'yayim. So he says, Vestas isn't a Geyah then. So how do we go? Shleitish Takach, Tarius Vestas, you should mach with the Azura be purged by night also. Huh? Said, that's the Shikwa Das, I can't argue on Shevet Levi Shikwa Das. The night before. He's saying, in other words, he's saying, Me'ikra Din, Alt Din, the Allah is not like the Azura. Not like the Shach, not like the Chayot.
Why?
That's not the way. He holds the right place, but not that way. But he still holds you should be machmer for the Ozeruah, Shleitish Takach Peres Vestas. It's an interesting Rabbanish HaHachra. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting. Shikla, you see how God, that's how God looks at it. Person can agree or disagree with the Shikla, that I can't argue or not. Or, it's not up to me to argue or agree with his Shikla. I think it's an interesting Histakos in Shikla Das. Fine. I'm mentioning it. Let's say a muberis or a menekis. A menekis is more common. A lady within 24 months after having a baby, she sees dam, so she's not vestis. What about oinabeinus? There's really two reasons for oinabeinus. I told you the tour's reason, but there's another reason that really is probably even more commonly brought in the Rishonim and Acharonim, which is v'chilo oilam loisira. You're right to say this, so she doesn't have how can you tell me she's never going to see? If her Yom HaFlog already passed and her Yom HaChaydash passed, but V'chiloy L'moysir, you're going to tell me she's never going to see, so we'll be choshesh that she's like Rav Noshim. Not because, that's what choshesh, because you have to be choshesh for something.
What's
that for inabeinus? V'chiloy L'moysir, you're going to tell me she's never going to see. But by a menekes, minadin, din a gemara, she's Mesurekes Donim for 24 months.
Who said that it comes with only the after
If it does. And if not, if it's before. But it's nice. That's the svar they bring. How, again, the exact lumness of the svar I can't get into. I don't remember exactly. So. But they say the svar is v'chilo ilu loisir. So on such a svara, or on the Rav Noshim, really you can go on either svara, on a menekes, it's not so posh than this oinabeinus. We didn't have chiyuv moisir. Yeah, so she will. She'll see after 24 months when she's not a menekes anymore. Menekes is mesulekes donen. Rave nashim. Rave menekes are supposed to be mesulekes donen. She saw no, but maybe she'll. What are you telling me? She's going to be like rave nashim. Rave nashim don't see when they're menekes. So there is a mockum to be made on a nebeninus on the menekes and the muberes. L'mayis many poskim are still machmer afal pikein. The first 3 months, what? By menekes. First 3 months. We're talking about, when we talk about menekes is 24 months. Muberes, whenever we talk about muberes la'alacha, we're talking about after the first 3 months.
Yeah.
If Shiva Mikra saw after the first 3 months. L'mayis, according to Reb Moshe, the first 3 months of Bizman is the same. Because he says, Bizman is nishtanu ativim, and ladies don't see it all the first 3 months. Bizman is Gemara, the Gemara is first thing on the seas. It's only after 3 months she's Mesulek has done. Bizman is the Mesulek has done. That's a Metzis, is because they weren't grazing around the Mubaris, the Oster, for 3 months.
No.
Chazal and Mishayah are there.
Because
they did not. If that's what they're Mishayah, but the thing is. So, well, that's a Sugi. That's what everybody says. But no one else
says.
There's a difference between them. I can't get into it now. I'll talk to you after if you want. Fine. That's one. Fine. So I mean, let's just. We only have 15 minutes left, so I want to, and I still have a page and a half to go. So let's try to. I'm sorry, but maybe afterwards. In the Beinus, as I mentioned, because it has a chumra as if it's a vessel deraisa, therefore, as we mentioned before, if she didn't make the bedikah on in the Beinus, she's also labaila. It's just like in the vessel kavua, she's also labaila until she makes the bedikah. Only by Beinus, yes. Now we're going to talk about haflaga. Haflaga, you need three haflagas. In other words, she saw, and she saw 30 days later, and then another 30 days later, and another 30 days later. So haflaga will always require four re'iyas in order to have three haflagas. In order to be kavua, right. She's chayshish, though, ain't a kavua from the first, after two re'iyas. Because after you only have a haflaga after two re'iyas. We count from the beginning of when she sees. In other words, when most ladies have a re'iyah, they bleed for 5 days straight. But we say, we count from when she started seeing, so the next time she starts seeing, if anyone hears a Chabad, which it doesn't look like, then the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds differently, but everyone except the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds, we go mitchilas riyah, tchilas riyah. Shulchan Aruch Rav holds not.
So what are you questioning?
What?
What are you questioning for? What is
it?
The whole week?
No, what is Shulchan Aruch Rav holds?
Huh?
What is he holds from the end of one to the beginning of the next. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I spoke to a Chabadsky and told me that's where the Naig Lamaisa. At least some of them, I know all of them. I asked Lubavitch and he told me that the Naig Lamaisa like the Shulchan Aruch
Rav. From the end of the
in other words, let's say she sees on Aleph L'Chaydish and she bleeds for till Hay, right? Then let's say she next sees on Lamed. So that's 25 days from when she started again, 25 days after she stopped. She starts on Lamed and bleeds, let's say, till Vav, which is a very long period. So now, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, you're going to wait 25 days from Vav to be Choshesh for the next Haschal. He says, you're always Choshesh for 20.
Haflaga,
no, Yom HaChodesh is not Negev. Yom HaChodesh is not Negev.
Why?
Yom HaChodesh only goes by the Haschal. He's saying the Ikkar is the Haschal. But he says that the Lam, he understands that the Lamness is that she always has an interval of 25 days or whatever it is from when she's, that she doesn't bleed in between periods. But Avada goes by the beginning. That's before Shul Shulchan Aruch, before Shul Rishayna. Well, I should say it's Machlokes Rishayna, but La Halach it's Ongunum and we go by the Haschalach Sriya. And only the Haschalach Sriya. Fine. Now we get to the fun ones. Ketzorek Aruka. This is, we get to the Bismar and the Shach. Let's say like this. Let's say a lady saw, it's a very common case. So one month she saw 30 days. Now how are you oika 30 days? With normal thing, what happened? Next month she sees 32 days. So what does that mean? It came 30, she didn't see. 31, she didn't see. 32, she saw. Okay, but as soon as 30 came and she didn't see on 30, and it was ene kavua, 30's gone. Next month you're only going to worry about 32. Fine. But let's say the other way. Let's say, first month she saw 30, the next month she sees 28. So she was never oika 30. It never happened that she went 30 days without seeing. Because now when 30 comes, first of all, she's anyway in the middle of seeing. But second of all, she didn't go 30 days. Now it's only 2 days. It's 2 days from over here. So now, so what do you do now? It says 20 is the 20 oikah of 30. According to Shach, it is. According to the Beis Merit, it's not. And
what?
In other words, according to the Shach, even Sai, whether she saw 32 or Sai 28, the next month she's only choshish for the new vessels. The 30 is gone.
What about
a Kesem? Kesem has nothing to do with vessels. No vessels on Kesem. That's what he said. No vessels on Kesem. However, the Beis Merit says, and L'chayr, the Mechaber, and the Ramah both agree with the Beis Merit. In this Nekuda, they disagree with for other reasons, in the Taz also. But the Beis Merit says that no, if she saw 32, that's Oikah the 30. If she saw 28, she wasn't Oikah the 30. It just came early. So now it's still Chayish. Next month, from when she sees Lamaisa, I'm going to have to count 28, and I'm also going to have to be Chayish for 30. And then you're going to do 31, and you're going to have a lot of fun. I mean, if she keeps getting, let's say, because I'll tell you really get trouble. After ladies of babies, it's very common after ladies of babies that they're messed up. They can have very long periods. Ladies say, she's nursing a little bit, she's only nursing like once or twice a day. And when she first starts seeing, it's common that she'll see and then she won't see again for 40, 45 days. Then the next month she's going to see 42 days. And the month after that, 37, and then 35, and then she'll get better. But what you're going to have, she's going to be chayish now for 12 different vestas. Besides the chayish, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Why?
Because she keeps getting shorter and shorter. So she's never been oikud. According to this man,
what do you do?
So the shaven lady says that after three times you don't have to be chayish. In other words, let's say she saw 45 and then 42. So one time now she didn't make it to 45.
Yeah.
The next one she sees 38.
Yeah.
Second time she didn't make it to 45.
Yeah.
The third time she only gets to 35. She's now kavu not to make it to 45.
And even if she gets, let's say, the third one, like, let's say, 40 again?
But she was already anchored.
So that's how
it
passes.
As long as
it's
less than the first one.
Well, if it's more is the kule amma
oikah. No, but it's not like the first one. The
40, that's right. But the 40, it's still shorter than 45. She's still, I don't know what he's saying, is that more foolish, but he is saying too. First of all, he is most places where not, okay, it depends how you lay out the place. Minig Yisrael is not like the base in their pastures. Minig Yisrael is like the Shach.
Yeah.
So is like Aruka. And there's many, it's a big machlok. There's many places where hold like the Shach. And he is a Svar, which is basically coming from, again, from the Truma Sedashim. You can have this musk of being kavua not to, to get to a certain date, even though it's not so posh that Truma Sedashim. But with all these tzirufim, he says you can be mekel. The Chesh of Eifed with Padma from London, Stam says, he says, Minikayas is like the Shach, not like the Beis Mer, because if the Halach would be like the Beis Mer, nobody could figure out Vestas if they weren't a Goy. A Goy. You'd have to be a Gaon to Cheshbin Vestas. If you hold like the Beis Merit. Okay, I don't know if you're going, but you know,
why does you'll always have to?
Because you have to keep in mind, for example, what's going to be like this? She saw 45, and then she goes, if you don't take on the shape of the lady, let's say without the shape of the lady. She saw 45, right after she had the baby, then she sees 35, and then years go by, she sees 28, 29, 31, 32, 28, and then all of a sudden, a couple of days, her hormones get messed up, she's stressed, she's traveling, and she gets out to 40. All of a sudden, she's going to have to start remembering, Taka, 6 years ago, I fell once in 45 and once in 42. She's not going to remember. So that was the Ksarik Aruka. And again, who's the halacha like?
After the lady's pregnant, she lost her vessel.
She loses all vessels in a kavua. Vessels kavua is a different story. If she had a vessels kavua.
Not
a vessels kavua. She starts again. Well, what's starting again? Let's say she's fine. She has a baby, six months she's nursing, she doesn't see at all.
Yeah.
After that, she cuts back on the nursing, she sees once.
Yeah.
So right away, you have unabandonedness. And you.
For the next time, yeah.
30 days from now,
yeah.
And you have a chaydish from now. So you have the next hay and 30 days later. Haflog, there's no haflog.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to go, well, last time she saw was a year and a half ago, because we thought she was pregnant, she didn't see either. So now she's a vessel for a year and a half. No, we don't say that. Right, Pasha. Fine. So you have, the next time she sees whatever it is, 40 days later, now you'll have an Ebenus Chaydish Naflon. Fine. Okay, here's a good one. Let's say like this. Let's say Haflaga, she saw like this. She saw 30 days, and the next one she sees 28, and she bleeds 28, 29, 30. So number one is, are you Kaveya? Let's say she saw 30, 30, and then 28, and kept bleeding until 30. So there is a, there are sheets that she's Kaveya 30. Because now, so third time, Hadamik, usually we only go by the Yerim Tchila, but since two times she started on 30. And here she's still blood on 30, there are those who say that she's Kaveh at 30. Lamaisa thing is only going to be Allah, that it's like the Chavis Das, that it's only going to be true if she saw 28, stopped 29, and started again 30. She has to stop in the middle. Fine. Then, but there are many Paiskim who hold.
What? According to the Shabbat, if she's only here with 28, that's it, when she saw again with 30.
Because which only stops when it's still considered the same as chol. Yeah, no one's going to say it's a 2-day vest.
Huh?
No one's going to say that's a 2-day vest. It's not a hamsha. Okay, it depends if she stopped for hours, days, whatever. Fine, but it's so that's not lamai. Lamai, in other words, saying it's not lamai for lawacha because it's not going to happen according to Chavis Das, and I think most places are like that. Let's say a different case, but then there's many places you say that in such a case, let's say she saw once in 30, and the next time on 28 and kept bleeding on 30, they'll say that's, even if you saw her Eika Aruka, but here she was still seeing on the Aruka, that's Lukule Amanara Ktsara Eika Aruka. And who I did on Yom HaChodesh? She saw on Hay, and the next one she sees on Dal, and then also on Hay. So she was never Eika Hay. To be Eika Hay, it has to be Hay comes and you don't see on Hay. Here she saw on Hay. It's not a kviyas vest because it wasn't the haschala, but it's a chance not an akira either.
What does it depend on? Nice attire or what? I mean, that could be
known. What, when the haschala was?
No, if it's good to hear another.
Well, she'll know. She'll know if she's still seeing because she's going to be changing her pad three times a day. Or five times a day, whatever it is. So again, that's a big machlaikas. Many places were meiko, but there are many who are machra in such a case. I think most places are meiko, but if you were told otherwise, there are many places where I'm not. Fine. Very important with Yom HaFlaga. Generally, as you mentioned, to be Kaveh Yom HaFlaga, you need to have four Riyas, to have three HaFlagas, except for certain exceptions. Lady who sees 29 or 36 day HaFlagas, that means that she's going to see Sunday, 4 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks later Sunday, 4 or 5 weeks later Sunday. So she's now kavua to see every fourth or fifth Sunday. And that's only going to take three times, because it's like a Vesas HaChodesh. It's like seeing Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. It's seeing Sunday, and then the fourth Sunday, and then the fourth Sunday. So there she will be kavua after just 3 weeks, not four, something people don't necessarily notice. So it's important. That is called Vesas Yom HaShavua.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And it's somewhat common. I mean, a lady could easily see two haflagas in a row that are the same. A lady could see 28, 28, 30, and she's not kavua for anything.
Right.
But if she sees, you know, 29, 29, 30, then she was kavua. She was kavua.
Fourth.
For every fourth week. And now there's 29, basically. She's kavua 29 days. If you see twice in a row 29 days or 36 days, she's now kavua to see every 29th day. It's always
but
the same 29,
29, 30. So she's not
kavua. Sure, she is. She's kavua for 29. She was oikar at one time, but the best kavua that she was oikar once.
Why was it kavua?
Because 29, 29, 29 means she's a Sunday. 29 days later, Sunday. 29 days later, Sunday. It's three times in a row Sunday. So she's kavua to see every fourth Sunday. So that's what I'm saying. Exactly. People don't chaper. So I hear we had a chiddush tonight. People didn't know. Yom HaChodesh is only takes three re'iyas to be kaveya, one Yom HaChodesh after just one. It's not the only way to be oikar is to pass by it without seeing, or according to some teachers, to not start seeing. And why, as we said, because the moon affects ladies. Yemei Mavucha, we mentioned lady who sees it on one of these 3 days is what's called Yemei Mavucha. There's three shittas what the halacha Yemei Mavucha is. There's the Shah who holds nothing. There is no such thing as Yemei Mavucha. There's the Chavis Das who holds the whole London sheet, which I don't have time to say, but most places hold like the Chavis Das. So I guess the kitzur to say is that roughly three to five, if within 3 to 5 days, I would say most places are machmir for anything, are machmir for the Chavis Das. The Neid Behudis is the Geshmak one, as we mentioned, the Tumas Adash. A lady used to never see before 25 days, so she's kavur not to see before 25 days. So he uses very nice, but let's flip that the other way. That means she always sees after 25 days. So she's kavur to see after 25 days. If you're going to tell me she's kavur not to see before 25, but then she has to be, yes, kavur to see after 25. So all the days from 25 till 35 or whatever, she's kavur to see on all those days. That's how the Neid Behudis understands it. So he says, Yimei Mavuchas, you are clear to see on all those days. Which is, okay, which is sort of similar to what we were asked, what I asked on the Shach, but not exactly. He was one long vest. Fine, then you get into all the complicated vests, like Dilug, she sees Aleph next month, Beis, the month after that, Gimel, all these kind of things. Or if she sees Aleph, Aleph, and then Gimel, and then Hey, anything like that. But we're not, all these things we're not chayshish for till it happens three times. It could also be backwards. It could also be Hey, Gimel, and Aleph. And who are that? I just mentioned Yimei HaChodesh. The same thing would be on Haflogs. 30, 32, 34, or 34, whatever, anything like that. Then there's Vesta Guf. That a real Vesta Guf is not so negative as Manazah. A real Vesta Guf means that she gives a lot of big burps and then all of a sudden she sees. So then whenever she's going to have a lot of big burps, she has to be chayshish. Ladies don't have something that's that misleading, but all ladies have cramps and headaches before they see.
That's not
enough to be Vesta Guf. There are some places I would not pass in Maisa, but there are some places you hold that you can do a Vesta Tumas Adashin on that. What's Vesta Tumas Adashin? She never sees without getting a headache first. So comes Yom HaChodesh, Yom HaBeinonis, Yom HaFlog, and she doesn't have a headache? Mutter, because she's kavur not to see yet. Whatever. I wouldn't be maker for that, but there are some places who are. Marish Kaut. Now he is right. Now he has rayas also, but whatever. It's not accepted. It's not generally accepted. I have other reasons. I don't think that Tumas Adashin is b'chal talking about dine vestis. Tumas Adashin is not in dine vestis. He's in dine roya machas hashish. So he's coming before the Tumas Adashin is being maker because roya place molder is no chiv to make b'dikas koydin achat hashish at all. So b'tzir of the sheet you don't have to with the fact that she's kavur not to see for 425. He's maker of b'dikas achat hashish. But he's not saying it's mamash of vestis kavur. But that's what I, okay, fine. Mubez Menek, as we said, that for 24 months or whatever, she's not chayshish for old vessels, but if she sees, she's chayshish for what she saw, Lamaisa. And, okay, we covered all the chayshbainas of vessels. I didn't really cover, we didn't really mention just about everything. We mentioned about, you have to make a bdika during vessels, she has to be payush during vessels. She shouldn't take a bath really during vessels, because then if she sees, she might not notice it. And Yates Lederach, we talked about, if her tvila or her chasna comes on in Yema Vesis, it's a machlokes and one should ask her shayla. In other words, let's say her Vesis is Aleph by day. She shouldn't take a bath on Aleph by day because now if she sees damage, she won't know.